You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I'm the cutest on ya.
I'm the cutest on ya.
Look, I'm the cutest on ya.
I'm the cutest on ya.
Yes, by LVJ, who we've got in the studio. Kia ora, LVJ. How are you?
Kia ora.
Nice to have
you. It feels good to be in the studio. The last time I was in the studio was actually with you, with Liam.
With Double Double. Hey, Double Double.
Kia ora.
How are you?
How are you going? Yeah, good, good, good.
Oh, did I ruin your introduction? They're next to me.
And to my right, or left. I can't do my lefts and rights. Lovely to have you both in here for a very special gig that is happening at the end of this week. LVJ's homecoming, because you've been over in Berlin, with Double Double, Imugi and Karu. Very cool crew. How's it feeling to be back in Aotearoa and playing some shows and seeing some mates?
It's really cool. It's really overwhelming at the same time, very relaxing, just to be in the comfort of where you grow up, where you grew up. Yeah, seeing people has been amazing. Yeah.
And getting to squash in a bit of music is pretty special too.
There were some other things that I wanted to organize while I was here, and I was like, I am maybe doing too much.
Yeah, you're being flat out. They've got heaps of other shows coming up as well. You should just chuck a plug in, I reckon.
Hi, this is LVJ. No. No, I'm not doing that right now.
Pleasure meeting you, to check it out.
That's going to be a very cool show, too.
Tickets are selling real quick, though, to this gig. It's going to be super hot, super cute, though. Very, very mindful space. Very sweaty space, though.
Sweaty and mindful. That's what we like.
Mindful and sweaty. It's 2003 plus 20.
A mindful, honestly, yeah. A mindful.
I'm doing maths.
Doing maths in January.
Where am I? When am I?
I'm very excited to see you live, because you haven't played in New Zealand, obviously, for quite some time.
Yeah.
You've been working on some stuff while you've been overseas. What's been, I guess, exciting or inspiring for you about being in Berlin? Have you found it sort of influence your sound in a new way, or what you've been thinking about working on making?
Yeah, I think the kind of the population of creatives there is just kind of, it's oversaturated, but also it's very inspiring in that sense that you can find anything everywhere.
Yeah, true.
But I think the biggest thing has been being able to, like, feel myself and, like, be that bitch, you know? Like, really be that.
Yeah.
And, like, be a diva and, like, really, yeah, perform how I want to perform and not kind of shy away from anything, because it's kind of like, yeah, I have nothing to lose.
Yeah, totally.
And, like, I really, like, you really have to push yourself.
Yeah.
To, if you want to do it seriously, or not seriously, but, you know, more often.
Totally. And it can be nice to do that in front of a, you know, a bigger crowd or a bigger, like, you know, you don't necessarily know everybody that you're going to see at that show, or, I mean, you don't necessarily know everyone you're going to see in New Zealand as well, but there's a different thing when you're playing in your hometown and then playing in a new town or a new space like that too.
It's like an, the energy is it's different, but it's kind of, it's equal, you know, with a new crowd. You want to, because it's like every crowd is not the same crowd at the last, so you want to perform the best as you can.
Yeah, totally.
And I try and treat every performance the same as the last and as each other, just so that, you know, if it's five people, if it's 500 people, it's always going to be the same.
Yeah, and it's always going to be good.
And, but yeah, playing in Whammy backroom, I'm
the joy.
Home
indeed.
Oh, honestly, I have no words for it. It's I just trying to imagine the room.
Sweaty.
And mindful.
I do like those as the buzzwords for this gig. What can you expect? Sweaty mindfulness. Liam, how about you?
You want to pump people up to take up space, but just the right amount of space.
Exactly.
Respectful space.
Within their area.
Exactly.
Feel yourself, you know, respectfully.
Exactly. Liam, how about you? You've had, you know, a lot of cool irons in the fire recently, some exciting projects on the go, some ideas.
Yeah, I've always got things in the works just because I'm so bad at putting shit out. Just life's so busy.
Life is busy.
Yeah, I feel like me rocking up this morning in this synthetic sweaty ass shirt, running late, fucking crazy texting all the way here. Just respectfully, no crazy driving, like just like opportune turns.
Unless
and mergers.
Indicating very forcefully.
There is heaps of cool shit in the works. I think most exciting is just this gig for me. I've missed that collaboration with EJ so much. Cause when they did live here, we did everything
non-stop
together, every show of tracks and
even
jamming on Sunday. They were like deep diving their folder of unreleased that I'm sure I'll steal at least one or two.
Nice.
And then just got some great shows up on the horizon. Welcome to the Forest down in Whanganui, and then some tracks, some videos. Yeah, it surprises me that so much is happening, because I don't know when I'm going to do it. Wow.
Sometimes that's the best way to do it, is to trick yourself into having to,
All the good things are happening. I'm just stressed trying to juggle them all.
Hard
Fake
out.
It till you make it.
Yeah.
Hard out.
I just want to reflect that sentiment, though, of the That gig for strangers. I think even a home gig, when your friends forget to buy your pre-sales, that you know, there's something real beautiful about rocking up to a bunch of strange faces and you're like, oh, I'm out, like, I'm not comfortable, but I'm gonna bring something crazy, just because you're like, what do I got to lose?
Yeah, totally. And there's a different kind of scariness that comes to being vulnerable in front of what could be like someone you might just walk down the street and see buying their lunch at Lim Chow, you know, like you're like, yeah. Oh, to eyeball you in the supermarket, yeah. Maybe. So it's really gotta be good.
Oh, you get the chicken flavored. Interesting.
Imugi and Karu playing as well. Karu, I mean, everyone knows who Imugi is. Karu, yeah. People probably are starting to get a little flavor of. One half of Imugi doing some mean, like, bootlegs, crazy bootlegs, yeah. Crazy remixes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big time.
The flips, the edit.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's unstoppable.
He was dishing out some unreleased stuff when we were practicing.
He's so lucky about it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's whatever.
He is the best, but like,
he's so just good.
Yeah, very undercover. And I feel like everyone is dropping his tracks in the sets at the moment, which is a great nod because, yeah, I think it's pumping him up in a real good way.
Yeah, totally.
But, yeah, no, I can't wait, especially because he's going to be sampling some new stuff, the Tick Tick DJ Tony Hawk 2 soundtrack.
Oh, edits. My goodness.
We only came up with that on Sunday, but he's got time. He's got time.
He's got time. Make it work. Make it work.
Nice.
Guerrilla Radio flip.
Expect all the backspins and back slides.
We know the terms.
Kick flips.
The beat repeats.
I've been umming and ahhing about whether we should play Big Mike or Lemon Drop. I think we should play Lemon Drop because it's got a Moogie on it. But I was umming and ahhing about Big Mike because you got some t-shirts in front of you Liam. What have you brought into the studio this morning?
I got the best thing for radio, a t-shirt. Sit back, let me describe this t-shirt to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
It's beautiful. Oh, it's perfect because we got EJ in the studio. Do you want to give it a go? Like, we got
What? How would we describe this? It's a great t-shirt.
It's like, it's big, but also tasteful, but colorful.
Yeah,
just the right
two colors. black. It's okay. It's mostly the shirt itself. The material is black.
I think we're making it so well.
We have a black t-shirt, and the words. It says Big Mike, and then it says Polly Hill, LVJ, double, and it's in pink. And then it's caricatures of the three artists, and they are playing basketball.
Who's the art?
It's very cool.
You know, that track I bring out once a year, this was one of them. But we got some sizes.
It's a great
small, medium, XL, just in case there's, you know, like a spread. So I reckon text in with the size you want, and just be the most respectful text wins, you know?
The most respectful, sweaty, mindful text.
Talk to me nice.
Yeah. On 5395.
May I please
talk to me nice?
Wholeheartedly have a small Big Mic.
Or an XL Big Mic.
Yeah.
Got a few stuff.
Milk me.
Oh, God damn.
Send those texts through 5395. Respectful, sweaty, what size you want. We'll pick some winners shortly. Double, LBJ. Yeah, thank you for coming in. When's the gig?
Friday. This Friday.
Under the radar, get your pre-sales.
Pre-sales.
Cheap eats on there.
Excellent.
Get it.
Thank you both for coming in. We will have some Lemon Drop, I reckon, because Imugi's also playing. What a good crew coming through on Friday night.
Mind on the tip of my tongue, yeah, you want some. Time trickle off of your thumb, now you got none. Never really bothering me, am I lonesome? I got everything that I need, independent. Who found the karma, his existence? Puffer suck up all of the beat, pump the breathing. Bitch, you making money, 20-20 double speed. Loud and I'm living when I'm serving up the heat. Spicy, bitch, you can't handle it. Bet your body going numb, make your gas for air. The spice is too strong for you bland, unrisen. Lump of dough mayo ass bitches. This shit is like Korean hot pepper paste. So don't go rubbing your eyes. Sorry, I'm gonna go back in. Bad dreams only take you so far. Wake the fuck up, will Freddy tear you apart? Make up all the split from my shit from the jar. Now my eyes spread apart from my brain seeing stars. Puppies, experiences, and tiny capsules. Get God's perspective, now I'm a cartoon. I'm so sedated, don't wanna meet you. Go back to sleep with your wife. Watch me like I'm an anime girl. Make my eyes bigger, let the monolith roll. Bilingual tongue, but I'm not speaking with words. Unusual that you put the dub over her. I don't wanna ride that way. The tide's so low, I ain't feel no quake. Carry my ocean from the poisonous snakes. Delirious bitch, wipe the salt off your face. Everyone.
Drop Keith in my lap, sang Sushan. Blue sleep, black tea, make my blood run. Got big body, nuts in my port, Sichuan. Roll me on your tongue and I'll make your mouth numb. I'ma make you sweat straight Evian. Six pack from the super with the coupon. I'll super soak you with the soda gun. Go dancer, cool, drop a cool punch. Drunk.
I think I prefer creaming soda though. If I like didn't have to rhyme.
This could be my theme song.
Double double.
Play a bag rerun.
Double double.
Mac attack steam bun.
Double double.
Bumpy skeleton. Wrist pump, wah-wah, blow him up. Pumped up like a Peking duck. Still got food bars that can bump. Still got food bars that are done. Big belly got the jelly. Skin glow like Halle Berry. Season my lips with a blueberry blunt. Puff puff twice and I'm done. Dog ski.
I'm a wild out, I'm a wild out. I'm a wild out, I'm a wild. When the bass hit, I'm a wild out, I'm a wild out. I'm a wild out. I'm a wild out when the bass hit bandit. Steady on the floor when they stand it. Savage, big bass banging, I'm bougie, ratchet. Never give a fuck about a rude and nasty. I'm a wild out when I'm bump, bump, bump. When I'm up all night, party like I'm Little Pump. You know I'm big smoke with the skunk. Big bass banging, that's the sound in the trunk.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.